From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the City Performing Arts Center Wang Theater in Boston, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, great show for you today, and may I say, it's wicked cool to be back in Boston. Especially, it's good to be here in a week in which we here at the show have been a little depressed. Now, it's true, we political humorists have seen 8 fat years of plenty. And now we're looking at least 4 years of drought. How could the American people curse us with a leader who pronounces nuclear correctly? But there are signs of hope already. On Thursday, Italian President Silvio Berlusconi complimented our president-elect for his youth, good looks, and, quote, his suntan. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive, which you can do by calling us to play our games. That's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Marcy Smith from Victor, Montana.
Victor, Montana. I'm picturing someplace beautiful. What do you do there in Victor?
I am a graphic designer.
Yes.
And sort of part-time farmer. We have a small farm here in the Bitterroot.
Doesn't everybody in Montana have a small farm?
Most of them tend to have big ones.
No, I see.
The Bitterroot Valley, yeah.
Well, welcome to our shows, Marcy. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine, an author most recently of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady, and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Next is the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy and the author of the upcoming memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Miss Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi.
Also say hello to a television personality and the blogger responsible for Morocco180.com, Mr. Morocco right there.
Oh, you are awesome.
Oh. Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Marcy. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will start us off with 3 quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain just 2 of them. Do that. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Here is your first quote.
You have more than earned the new puppy that's coming with us to the White House.
That was somebody giving some good news to his daughters whose kids are getting a brand new puppy and a big south lawn on which to play with it.
I am honored to utter these words, President-elect Barack Obama.
Indeed.
Sounds like someone else is enthusiastic.
Uh-oh. Is this going to go on?
I think it is. We have to wait for the release of pigeons before we can... No, it's all over. Barack Obama gets to be the guy who cleans up after an 8-year-long nationwide drunken frat party. Lucky him, in front of 250,000 screaming, joyous, committed socialists. In Chicago's Grant Park, Obama became the 3rd African-American president after Morgan Freeman in at least 8 movies and David Palmer in 24.
Don't forget Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe we'll call him the 3rd and a half then.
And Warren Harding.
Okay.
It's a rumor.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll figure this out.
Boy, it's going to be a tough 4 years, isn't it?
It is. But we're confident because Obama showed, even in his acceptance speech, the kind of judgment that will serve him well in the White House. Namely, he did not let Joe Biden say a word. Marcy, here is your next quote.
2012 sounds so far off that I can't imagine what I'd be doing then.
Hold on. I know Carl's perfect accent.
Notice I left the G off.
I appreciate that.
Our caribou Barbie, Sarah Palin.
Yeah, that was Sarah Palin, Governor Palin. She was defeated on Tuesday, of course, along with the old white guy who kept following her around. Now, even after her defeat, she's being acclaimed as the future of the Republican Party, but not by the McCain aides, who immediately started whining about her to the press. They said the whole clothes shopping spree, the $150,000 boondoggle, was her idea. They called her family, quote, a bunch of Wasilla hillbillies looting Neiman Marcus's nationwide, unquote.
And her daughter, Ellie Mae, really objected to that.
Wasilly billies.
We did. We also learned from anonymous McCain aides that Governor Palin, in her geographical wisdom, thought Africa was a country, not a continent.
I can see Africa on a map.
Now, all this has come out, but her supporters say, look, sure, she didn't know this stuff, but 2012 is 4 years away. She can cram, she can learn, she can prepare.
Yeah.
So she is moving her family to a new house in Juneau, this one with a view of a library. One of the odd stories, in addition to the ones we mentioned, that was leaked, I mean, right after the election, and to Fox News, no less, was this one. Apparently, at one point, senior male aides went to her hotel room to brief her, and they knocked, and she said, well, I'll be ready in a minute, and she answered the door wearing nothing but a towel.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes, this was leaked. Although, I don't know if that really happened or it was just sort of a wild late-night daydream, if you will.
No, that's the movie title already, The Bridge to No Underwear. It's a whole line of erotica, Palin erotica, drill baby drill.
Here is your last quote, Marcy.
It's like I follow in the tradition of Princess Leia.
That was CNN correspondent Jessica Yellen. She was at the center of one of the weirdest moments of the TV coverage of the election night when she became the first reporter to appear via what?
Hologram.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Wolf Blitzer, you're our only hope.
Using an array of computerized cameras, CNN managed to make a 3D image of Yellen, who was in Chicago's Grant Park, seem to appear in the studio as if she were there talking to Wolf Obi-Wan Blitzer. This is wonderful. This technology shows the promise of finally ending television's handicap of being able to show you other places outside the studio. It's part of a new array they've got of flashy but pointless reporting tools like John King's Magic Board, the virtual Grecian temple set on NBC, Keith Olbermann.
It's terrible. And all those holograms are registered by Acorn. It's terrible.
Yes, sir. For its next technological feat, CNN says it is working to repair James Carville's spaceship so they can send him back to his home planet. What'd you guys think of the election night coverage? Good, bad, indifferent?
I don't know. I hate to say it. You know who was really good?
Who?
Karl Rove.
Yeah, he was
really?
On Fox.
He was doing the county-by-county thing on Fox. He was really good.
He was doing the, like, John Madden, you know, markup on the board. He was.
And
he
you
was
could hardly notice the brimstone on his feet, too. That was great.
But
was a little
wait
bit
a
of smoke at the bottom. But
it covered up a CGI.
Yeah.
There was one interesting moment, at least for me. There was a moment, it was when Ohio was called for Obama. And at that point, they all knew that there was simply no way that McCain could win. Obama was going to be president, but according to the rules, you're not allowed to say that till the polls close on the West Coast. So for about an hour, they were still saying things like, well, you know, anybody could still win the race except John McCain.
Bob Barco!
Carl, how did Marcy do in our quiz?
Marcy was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers, so Marcy, you win our prize.
Oh, I am absolutely thrilled.
Well done.
Thank you so much.